Welcome to the Prosperity Podcast, fresh, alternative personal finance talk for independent thinkers who prosper outside of Wall Street. Here's your host, best-selling author, Kim D.H. Butler, and no BS money guy, Todd Strobel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Prosperity Podcast. This is no BS money guy, Todd Strobel. Once again, we have our best-selling financial author and co-host, Kim Butler, with us today. And today we're going to be talking about life settlements, the other side of the coin. We recently had one of our diligent listeners ask what I think is a fantastic question. And Kim, if you would, I just want to kind of let you take it and explain what he was referring to and what his question was.
Absolutely. We're always so grateful for listeners' questions. And this was prompted by a study that we put out that was a 2010 survey by the U.S. Government Accountability Office that said, when life insurance policy owners enter into a life settlement, so this is the seller, they receive an average of 7 times the amount of the policy's cash value. Again, based on an analysis of this 2010 survey by the U.S. government. And just to back that up, there was a 2014 study done by the London Business School that found that Americans, so London Business School, but for Americans, that sold their unwanted life insurance policies collectively received more than 4 times the amount they would have received had they surrendered them to their life insurance company. So 4 to 7 times the cash value. That's the statement that these studies are making.
And is there an age group we're referring to?
No, but we know from our own work that typically these are people in their mid-80s. Most life settlements are buying policies where the insured is in their mid-80s. Sometimes you'll hit a late 70s or early 90s person, but typically it's that 85 to 87-year-old sweet spot.
Got it. And if you would, just for our listeners, clarify the difference between a life settlement and a viatical.
Absolutely. So a viatical is when somebody has less than 2 years to live, could be of any aged person, less than 2 years to live. And a senior life settlement is often what they're called, is typically age, like I said, age 85, give or take. And the specific time frame for their life expectancy is 2 to 7 years. So it must be greater than 2 to be called a life settlement. Less than 2 is called a viatical. And then the funds that we're aware of are cutting off the life expectancy in the 7th year. In other words, these are not people expected to live 10 to 15 years. These are people that are expected to live 2 to 7 years.
Super. Continue.
So the question came in, how is it possible that a life settlement company could possibly afford to pay 4 to 7 times cash value? And this is from a person that, like a lot of our listeners, has learned about high cash value whole life insurance. And what the listener needs to know is that life settlements are typically bought on low cash value universal life insurance. And there is a world of difference between those two products. So I just want to explain briefly before we answer this question. And that is that a high cash value whole life product typically will endow. And what that means is either at age 100 or at age 121, depending on the age of the policy when it was bought. In other words, before 2008, I believe, policies endowed at age 100 and 2008 and greater policies endowed at age 121. But the point is that endowment means that the cash value equals the death benefit. And in our example from earlier, a 51-year-old person was buying a $100,000 policy. By the time they were 121, that death benefit was $300,000 or $400,000, depending on whether they did maximum paid-up additions throughout their time frame or not. And the cash value was the same $300,000 or $400,000. So in other words, it was $300,000 cash value with a $300,000 death benefit with medium paid up additions. And it was a $400,000 cash value with a $400,000 death benefit with maximum paid up additions. This is what high cash value whole life insurance does. In fact, it's what just regular cash value whole life insurance does. It endows the cash value and the death benefit equal at either age 100 or at age 121. That is not what the life settlement funds are buying. Life settlement funds buy low cash value universal life policies that oftentimes at the person's age 80 or 85 or 90, the time at which a life settlement company would be looking at it, have little to no cash value. Literally, they might have been paying premiums on this policy for years, but it's a completely different structure. And so the cash value is very, very low. The death benefit may be at risk, meaning if they don't keep paying their premiums, they could lose the death benefit entirely. And so what the life settlement company can come in and do is provide a literal cash out at a dollar figure that's actually worth something, like we've talked about, 4 to 7 times cash value. And then that life settlement company can pay those premiums, maybe whereas the family that used to own the insurance could not. And thereby that life settlement company can be assured of that death claim, whereas the family was looking at not being assured of the death claim, because the nature of universal life is that the cash value is what gets used to pay for and support the death benefit. And the rising insurance costs in universal life start to implode the policy, literally making the thing fall apart from the inside, like a building would implode when the government bombs it to take it down on purpose, but they do it from the inside so that it's safe. It basically falls apart on itself. That's literally what these universal life policies do, is they implode. They fall apart from the inside because their underlying structure is just like a term insurance policy, where the premium cost, the actual cost of the insurance, is rising, 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 rising. And the whole life structure is where a guaranteed cost exists. So a guaranteed premium on whole life literally disables whole life from being able to implode. And these two types of policies, universal life, which are what support the life settlement industry, and whole life, which is typically not involved in life settlements at all, are, though both life insurance, two completely different products. Now, I just gave you a big mouthful there. I'm sure we've got some questions in your head that our listeners might have.
Well, I think the first thing would be, what, you know, people are wondering, why would anybody ever buy one of these universal life policies? And I'd like to just point out that if you're 40 years of age and you price out a whole life policy and you price out a universal policy, your initial premiums going in, your cost of insurance is going to be higher on the whole life policy, but it's going to be guaranteed and remain relatively the same. Now, because you're buying a term policy each year in the early years of the universal policy, it costs less for the insurance. So the attractiveness is, if I can put the premium in and have less of it go to the cost of insurance in the early years of the policy, then it will grow big enough to outpace the later years of the policy as the cost of the insurance increases. My very first life insurance policy bought in 1988 was a universal policy, and it was built on an anticipated interest rate of 18%. Do you know how long that lasted?
That was a short-lived deal, and yet it's so appealing to people because they have just never been introduced to the concept of whole life that can be such a great emergency opportunity fund for their families.
The second thing I would say, though, is if you do have a whole life insurance policy, and it's possible to have some big whole life insurance policies out there, and people let them lapse as well, maybe you can't do a life settlement with them, but please don't let them lapse. Go to an insurance agent and see what your options are, correct?
Absolutely. So this is a good thing to finish us up on. If you have questions in this area, reach out to us at hello@partnersforprosperity.com. If you have universal life and you no longer want it or need it, and you're in your 80s with severe health problems, in other words, life settlements are not bought on healthy 85-year-olds. They're bought on 85-year-olds that have been given a shortened life expectancy of 2 to 7 years. Then reach out to us. That is not our primary business, but we can absolutely help you source the buyers for that type of policy. But equally importantly, if you have whole life insurance that you don't want or need anymore, there are a lot of different options that you have available to shrink the policy, to reduce it down all the way, to get you and your family out of premium payments without losing the cash value or losing the policy itself. And so we've got a new book coming out that I'll start to talk about. It's still a month or two away, but we're really excited about it. And it actually has some sample reduced policies in it, so you can actually see what these look like. It's called Busting the Life Insurance Lies, and we'll tell you when it's available. And of course, there will be an audio version. And this one actually is going to be read by a professional voiceover team, which will be kind of fun to hear since it won't be Kim Butler's voice. I'll enjoy listening to that one too. So we just want to make sure that you know where you can turn to for help. And if your 800 number at the insurance company or the agency that you bought the policy from is not able to help you in any of these scenarios, reach out to us at hello@partnersforprosperity.com. Typically with a couple emails, we can give you some good suggestions.
Super. Another thing I have seen recently, it happens all that often, is second to die policies and convertible term policies are an option sometimes as well.
That is correct. Yes, those can be purchased by life settlement funds, again, depending on the health of the seller, the person that's insured.
Super. Well, we hope this has been educational, maybe for a small group of people out there. But if you know of somebody who is in that category and might be thinking of letting a life insurance policy lapse, please make sure they understand all their options before they move forward. This is No BS Money Guy Todd Strobel for the Prosperity Podcast. Thanks again, everybody. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you for listening to the Prosperity Podcast. To take control of your money and have it work for you, visit us at partnersforprosperity.com. If you liked this episode, make sure you subscribe and leave a review.